In this awareness through movement lesson, we're going to be looking at how we understand our sense of self, or our self-image might be another way of saying that. So let's start with simply, as you're standing at the moment, how do you sense yourself? How do you construct your image of yourself? So is this something you usually do in your thinking? Because today we're going to be much more interested in the sensation part of your self-image. So let's just start by giving you a few clues. Do you sense your contact with the ground? So there's two ways really we can sense ourselves. One's our external environment, which is the information we take in through our eyes and our ears, our nose, and through touch. And touch is a really powerful one. So we're using the touch of your feet on the floor to give you information about yourself. So you can simply notice where your weight is. Is it more on the front of your feet or the back of your feet? So we're going to be really looking at how you make distinctions and how you direct your attention to make these distinctions, and see if that informs you a little bit more about your self-image. So what happens if you deliberately put more weight on the front of your feet than you might normally have? What else do you notice changes? Is it something in your breathing, something in the space around you? And then go back more to your heels. And again, it's quite okay if, as I'm making these suggestions, you don't really notice anything. We're just offering you suggestions. But often by shifting our weight, by exploring a little bit, by doing the movement, it helps us to clarify for ourselves exactly where our weight is. So you might be shifting your weight a little bit left and right on your feet, noticing, does it go a little bit easier to my left or my right? Does it go a little bit more easily forward or back? Are there some directions that I'm more ready to move in than others, and that I'm getting that information from what's coming through my senses, through the soles of my feet? So the other thing that we're always getting information about is our internal environment. Some of us pay a lot of attention to our internal environment. Some of us pay little attention to it. So with your internal environment, how do you sense the shape of yourself as you're standing at the moment? And what do you include? What parts of yourself do you include in your image when I say that to you? Do you think more of your arms or your legs? Do you think more of your head or your torso? Do you think more of the front of yourself, the back of yourself, the sides of yourself? Maybe you're someone who senses more their internal volume. So you get more a sense of, oh, I've got bones inside of me, or muscles inside of me, or organs inside of me. So by giving you all of these things you could think about, it's to help you go, oh, I don't ever think about that. Or, oh, that's something that I do think about a lot. So the way we sense ourselves has a lot to do with how we create our self-image. So at the moment, would you say as you're standing there that you feel ready to go somewhere? Or maybe you feel, oh, I'm just happy staying in one place, being where I am. Do I feel strong? Do I feel up to a challenge? Or do I feel like maybe having a bit of a rest? Because how we feel all of these things comes from the information that we sense in our sensory systems. So that's what we're going to be looking at in a little bit of detail here. And we're going to be doing that through specific movement. So have a lie on the floor. Lying on your back. And just, if you can, with your arms long, your legs long. And just see if you want something under your head to make yourself feel a little bit more comfortable. So again, we talked about these different ways of sensing ourselves through that we pay more attention to the external around us, or we maybe pay more attention to our internal. So lying on the floor, you've got a lot more contact with the ground. So now all of the receptors, the sensory receptors that give you information from touch or from contact, are feeding in a lot more information to your system than when you were lying on your back. So how do you make sense of your shape now when you're lying on the floor? And if you were going to take a pencil, and it can be as big a pencil as you like, and you are going to start to draw around your shape. So you're going to make an outline of yourself on the floor. So you're going to imagine that there's a pencil tracing vertically. So if we started maybe at your right hip or the right side of your pelvis, and that pencil is in a vertical line and it's going to go along the side of your right thigh down toward your right knee. So we're going to draw an outline of your shape, if you like, on the floor. And then we're going to continue down your right lower leg to your foot, and then going around your heel. For some of you, if you've got the outer part of your foot on the floor, you'll be tracing around that a little. But you're tracing around the heel, and then you're going to come up the inside of your right leg. So you're tracing around the heel, up the inside of your right lower leg, the inside of your right thigh, up to between your legs. So now we've done the whole outline of your right leg, and then we're going to continue down your left leg. And as you're attending to this, or directing your attention toward this, notice the parts that don't feel as clear, or that you tend to rush over quite quickly. This isn't good or bad. It's simply, where are the parts of you that are clearer in your image? So now we're tracing down the inside of your left lower leg towards your knee, down the inside of your heel, around your left heel, and then coming up the outside of your left lower leg to your knee, up to your hip, and then coming up your torso. So from your hip, your pelvis, the side of your waist. So what's the shape of your torso on this left side? Does it go in at the waist? Does it come out? Do some ribs come out further than the other as you're tracing this pencil along up to your armpit? And then you're going around that contour of your armpit and then down the inside of your left upper arm to your elbow, down your left forearm to your wrist, and then you've got all your fingers. So from your wrist to the around your thumb, and filling in all these spaces from your thumb down to your index finger, up and around and down to your middle finger, your ring finger, your little finger, up the side of your left hand, the left forearm, the outer side, your left upper arm, coming around the shoulder, Feeling that curve around the shoulder that's coming into the base of your neck. And then drawing up the side of your neck to your ear, around the top of your head, and down again to your ear and down to your neck, to the base of your neck where it joins your torso, across to the point of your right shoulder now, tracing down your right upper arm to your elbow, your right outer forearm, and your fingers. And again, it's going to depend on whether your palm is up or down, whether you're going to be tracing around your thumb first or your little finger, but you're tracing around all your fingers. So it doesn't matter which way you have your hand. Again, you're just getting a sense of what are the parts that are clear to me, where I actually have a lot of information about that area, and where are the parts that just aren't as clear. And then coming up the inside of your left forearm to your armpit, down the right side now of your chest, and again noticing the shape that your chest is making, to your waist and back down to your right hip. And again, if you're doing this lesson again later, feel free to find your timing. I've given you a particular timing to trace that, but you can take as long as you want at any time. So has that helped you to clarify at all this shape that you're making on the floor? Does it help to give you a sense of how your arms and legs are lying? How they lie in relationship to your torso? Where your head sits in relationship to your arms and legs? And again, self-image is an incredibly plastic thing, so it can change from moment to moment, which is what you're going to notice as this lesson goes on. So it's like we're continually recreating it, depending on what we're paying attention to. So then you can also notice within that shape that you're making on the floor, the contact that you're making with the floor. So which parts of you within that shape make contact with the floor? So again, you've got different ways you can do this. You can scan from the top of your head, down each arm, down each leg, down the middle. And maybe the thing that you notice most easily is some parts of me feel, the parts that are on the ground, some parts feel heavier than others. Or giving more weight to the ground. You might notice within that shape that there's a lot of parts that don't touch the ground. So for most of us, the back of our neck won't be touching the ground. There might often be spaces under our knees and our ankles, behind our shoulders or our low back. But it's simply noticing. And notice also, when you attend to yourself in this way, do you use your eyes to help you here? So do you notice that your eyes are very active as you're scanning through, as you're attending to yourself in this way? Or do your eyes more just soften and you're more relying on the sense, the different sensory systems giving you information? What's your sense of your breathing? So this is another sensory system. What do you notice? What distinctions do you make? It might simply be, where do I feel myself breathing? What parts of me do I feel moving as I breathe? For other people, it might be the rhythm of their breathing or the timing of their breathing. Or it might be the sound of their breathing as it comes in and out of their airway. We can also pay attention to the sense of our muscles, the sense of muscle tension, or that we've got within our torso, all many organs encased in our torso. Do you ever think about your organs? So does it make a difference if when you're thinking about your breathing, do you get an image of your lungs expanding and contracting? So thinking of the organ itself and what it's doing. Or maybe it's a sense of the movement of your ribs or your belly. It's different information that you pay attention to. So we've led you, or I've led you through a scan, and we do this in many different ways in Feldenkrais, and many different modalities use a scan to allow us to bring our attention to ourselves, just to notice what's there, not to change it. So what we do in the Feldenkrais method is then begin to take this into movement so that we can begin to detect through all these sensory systems, how we can begin to make movement easier or life a little easier. So could you now roll over onto your belly and notice, what do you attend to as you do that? Maybe you wouldn't normally attend to anything, but you could maybe attend to how you feel the ground as you're rolling over. You could be attending to your breathing, the shape of yourself changing. And could you find a way to lie that's simply comfortable at the moment? And begin to sense now your contact with the ground that you're making on your belly. Do more parts of you feel they make contact when you lie on your belly with the floor than when you lie on your back? Or maybe you feel heavier on the floor when you lie on your tummy, or maybe you feel lighter. And again, we're just simply directing your attention just to begin to notice things. What's your shape that you make on your belly? Would it be as easy for you to trace around your shape when you lie on your belly and to track that pencil going around you? Or was it easier maybe on your back? And again, these are rhetorical questions. There's no easy answer. But how well do you know yourself when you lie on your belly compared to when you lie on your back? So could you find a way now, we're going to start doing some movement so that you're going to be able to sense yourself while you're actually doing movement. And can you lie now, put your left hand resting, the left palm resting on your right palm, on the right back of your hand, sorry, your left palm resting on the right back of your hand and both hands resting under your forehead. So your left, your hands are under your forehead and your left hand is resting on your right hand. And your forehead is resting on the back of your left hand. So we've now got you in a bit more of a midline position. See if spreading your legs a little bit helps you to feel a little bit more comfortable. For a lot of people it does when they're lying on their belly like this. And again, notice the shape that you make. Does one arm feel as if it's in a little bit different position to the other? Or one leg feel it is? And again, you can rely on many things to give you information here. It could be your contact with the ground. It could be the shape that you're making. And begin to get a sense now of all of these different parts of yourself, your arms, your legs, your torso, and your head. And you could even think, to simplify this, when we're young and we draw a stick figure to show someone, the most basic way we show someone is with five lines. So the line down our middle from our head to the bottom of our pelvis, two lines for our legs, two lines for our arms, and our head on top. So in this position, can you very simply and easily lift your head to look at something in the wall in front of you? So you're just simply lifting your head to look at something on the wall in front of you and then putting your head back down again, resting your forehead on your hands again. And you do that a few times, simply lifting your head and putting it back down again. So again, in Feldenkrais, this is where we now start to make distinctions in movement. So again, what do you pay attention to? What's easy for you to pay attention to as you do this very simple movement? This is something a baby learns to do very early in its development. So as you're lifting your head, what do you notice happens throughout the rest of you? Do your arms do anything to respond as you lift your head and lower it? Do your legs do anything to respond? Does your breathing do anything to respond? Maybe for you it's something you notice about the weight shifting on the ground. So you're just getting a sense as you lift your head. How easy is that? Because again, how we know something's easy and comfortable is the information we're getting through our sensory system. So this time, leave your forehead resting and very slowly and gently begin to move your eyes up and down in the sockets. So your head's resting, your arms are resting, and you're moving your eyeballs in your eye sockets to look up a little and down a little. And you're noticing the quality of that movement. Is it jerky? Is it smooth? And all of this information is coming through your sensory systems. So are the muscles working in a coordinated way? Or are they a bit jerky and could be better coordinated? Is it easy to breathe as you move your eyes up and down like this? Or does your breathing when you're doing something a little bit unusual like this, does it get influenced? So just notice, is there any extra effort in moving your eyes up and down that you don't need? And how do you scan through yourself to know you don't need that effort? As I said, breathing is a wonderful, wonderful way, wonderful thing to sense to give us an idea of if we're putting extra effort in. And then just pause, have a rest on your belly. And again, the pauses that we give you is that when we're not used to paying attention to ourselves like this, it takes quite a lot of our brain to be engaged to do this. So we need to rest, just simply to pause and to see what happens. Come back to that same position with your forehead resting on the back of your hands. And this time lift your head again, but could you this time lead the movement by your eyes looking up? So the timing of the movement is that you begin to move your eyes upwards in the socket and then your head follows to look at the wall in front of you. So you're really interested in seeing something. So, and then you go down again. And then again, you time the movement so that your eyes lead and then your head follows the movement of your eyes and down. And does that make any difference to the quality of the movement? And again, if you're not sure, what happens if your head leads the movement and then your eyes follow? Compared to if your eyes lead and your head follows. So, you know, many people go, well, what does it really matter? And the reason we do this is that in anything that people become very skilled in, they can make these sort of distinctions. They're often very implicit. They often aren't aware of what they're doing, but they have learnt to make these distinctions in their experience. So let's try another thing to add. So what happens if, first of all, you inhale, you start to breathe in, and then the eyes lift, and then your head lifts to look at the wall in front of you? So you inhale first, then your eyes go up, and then your head goes up. How does that influence the quality of this movement? Does it make a difference to how far through yourself you feel the movement? What parts of yourself move across the ground or shift their weight on the ground, where you shift your weight to? Or maybe it's just more internal sense of it just feels easier. Last variation we're going to try here is, could you bend your knees now so your feet are facing the ceiling? And feel what that does to where your weight is on the floor. And try the same movement there again, having the inhalation and the eyes looking and the head following. And what does that do to where the weight shifts? Leave it and have a rest on your back. So you can let your legs down and roll onto your back. And the reason we're returning to your back is to see, is something feel different? A little bit like if you were doing something, maybe making a cake, and you'd been putting all these ingredients in, and then you do a taste test and you see, is there a difference? I've added something. Is it different? So this is a moment for you to reflect and for you to come back and see what I've done, how has that influenced how I feel? So maybe the shape of you has changed. Maybe it's something in your breathing. Or the way you're contacting the ground. the weightedness. Maybe after doing these movements, it's a little bit easier to get a bigger sense of yourself, to think, as we were doing those movements of lifting your head, that, when I do something, if I include more parts of myself, my arms and my legs and my torso in the image, that changes how I not only do the movement, but how I perceive myself doing the movement. So come back onto your belly in that same position, but this time cross your hands over. So now this time your right hand will be resting on your left. Your forehead will still be resting on both hands, so you're on your belly again. And just again, take time to get comfortable. What distance do you want your legs apart? Forehead resting on your hands. And just see, how does that feel? Is by doing these simple movements giving you, increasing your self-image, or increasing what you're involving, including in the image of yourself doing these movements? So could you repeat that same movement with your hands crossed this way? Does that make a difference to how you would lift your head? So your right hand's on top now, and you're just doing the same thing of inhaling, looking up, and going down again. Is there something different when my right hand is on top compared to my left? And if you're not sure, feel free to swap back again. Because it's this ability to make distinctions that allows us to clarify our self-image more. So does the weight shift differently? Do my shoulders do something different, or my elbows? Bend your knees again. And try it again with your knees bent. And then let's add one more thing. This time, as you slowly lift your head, could you lighten your knees a little bit on the floor? Not lift them, but feel they're going to lighten their weight a little bit as your head lifts into the air. So go gently here, because we're trying to use this to make it easier to lift your head. So do you feel that the weight, if you begin to lighten your knees a little bit, that the weight goes a little bit more maybe down to your pelvis and low belly as your head lifts? So you're still thinking of looking at the wall in front of you. And again, you can explore your knees at slightly different distances apart. And then put your legs long again. Lift your eyes and head without thinking too much to look at the wall in front of you and see, has your weight shifted somewhere differently? So I can see that for many of you, your weight's shifting further down towards your pelvis and your low belly than it was at the beginning. And maybe you can feel that your legs are a little bit more involved or part of the image of this movement. And you might even feel your arms and shoulders and more parts of you are getting included in your image. And roll over and have a rest on your back again. So what is it that happens in our sense of ourselves When more of ourselves, more of us is included in our image of the action that we're doing, that we're more aware of the how that we do a movement rather than simply the goal of the movement. So that one of the things we're investigating here is if I can be more involved in the process or thinking about how I do something, I've got more possibilities to explore. I've got more detail which can enhance the quality of what I'm doing, give it more depth, more roundedness. So as you're lying on your back, bend your knees up so you're standing on your feet. And think of your tailbone, which is right down at the bottom of your pelvis. And for most of us in lying, our tailbone won't be making contact with the ground. And could you think of just lifting your tailbone a little bit off the ground, a little bit away from the ground, and then letting it go back to the ground, and do that a few times. So just gently lifting your tailbone away from the ground. Feel, do your legs again help you out here as you gently do that? Do you feel any movement of this because of what we've already been doing going through to your head or your arms? So how much of yourself do you feel included in this very small movement? And then could you do a little bit of the opposite movement where you're thinking of curling your tailbone the opposite way toward the floor and then releasing it? So you can feel you're initiating this movement from your tailbone, but you're getting this idea of how in this bigger picture of myself, I'm feeling how all parts of me are responding. And how does that influence, when I've got that bigger picture, influence my appreciation of the movement or the aesthetic quality of the movement? And then go between those two movements. So you lift the tailbone a little, you go back to neutral, and then you take the tailbone in the other direction toward the floor, and you come back to neutral, you lift it a little bit. And feel which way is easier for you, which is more in your image. And leave that and roll onto your belly again. Let's see how that influences this ability to lift your head. So again, forehead resting on your hands. You decide which hand you have on top. And now could you do that same movement we just did on your back on your belly? So lifting your tailbone a little bit away from the floor and letting it go. Lifting your tailbone a little away from the floor and then letting it release. And how does this movement go through you on the on your belly? Is it different here? So many of us, it's quite surprising that what was quite different, quite easy in one position can be more difficult in another orientation. Somehow we can't get that same connection or ease. And then begin to take your tailbone under a little. And again, you're noticing how that pulls through to your shoulders and your arms, your legs, your head. How the weight's shifting a little bit across your hips and pelvis. And then again, combining those movements. So your tailbone lifts up a little bit, returns to neutral, goes under a little bit, returns to neutral. And you're feeling this through all of yourself, feeling the weight shifting, your breathing. And then could you repeat again the movement of lifting your head and feel what would it be easiest for your coccyx to do to enable you to lift your head higher? So you're lifting your head to look up at something? And would it be easier for your tail to go under a little bit? Would it be easier for your tail to lift a little bit? Where, which one of those helps the weight to shift more easily down to your legs? To allow your head to begin to lift further away from the ground. You might even find now, as you do this, that your arms could even begin to come up onto your elbows a little bit. They don't have to, but just see. And where does your tailbone go to do that? What would happen if you bent your knees to do the movement? So you take your feet to the ceiling. Does that, so do your feet to the ceiling make it easier to shift your weight? What does your tailbone want to do now? And have a rest again on your back. Oh, sorry, on your belly. Just pause. So for many of us, the questions I'm asking are things that you've never really thought about. And we're bringing to a very conscious awareness, really asking you to look or to really discern, to make distinctions using your attention about how you do a movement and seeing if there is something in that process of paying attention to what you do in more detail that, and including more of yourself in your image of an action, that makes your movement feel more pleasurable, more aesthetic, more graceful. Bend your knees again, so your feet are to the ceiling. And this time you can have your hands a little bit more around your head, so not under your head, but just put them somewhere, maybe above your head a little bit or near your ears, so they're not attached to your head. And now as you look toward the wall in front of you, could you lighten, so as you lift your head, could you lighten your left knee a little bit away from the floor? So as you lift your head, your left knee lifts a little bit away and you go down. And then you lift your head and your right knee. We're really interested in the how you do this. And hopefully for many of you, there will be a difference between the two sides. That one will feel easier or clearer. So that you can use that and go, what am I doing on the easy side? Or maybe what am I doing on the side that's not so easy? What could I do to reduce the effort? Is it something with your breathing, something with shifting your weight, something with including more of yourself in your image, both arms, both legs? And have a rest on your back again. And just notice as you roll to your back, are you including more of yourself in your image? And is that making the process a little easier? Have your legs long for this rest? And just notice, how are you creating, or what is your image of yourself at the moment? Does it include more in your sensation than you might normally include? So your shape, your contact with the ground, your breathing, your sense of the connectedness of your arms, your legs, your head and your torso. Maybe it's something about your internal space. just noticing, has anything been clarified or maybe richer in your experience than it was at the beginning? And roll to your belly. And if you know you've been rolling one way all the time, try rolling the other way. Feeling your weight rolling across the floor, how you organize yourself to get comfortable on the floor. Bend your knees again so your arms are somewhere around your head. And again, you're going to lift your head to look at the wall in front of you and simply notice, what do you do now? Do you do it on the inhale or the exhale? Where does your weight shift? How much do you include in your image? How free are your eyes? Is the more of you involved in the movement? And can you begin to feel that the weight is shifting more and more down towards your pelvis and your hips? And then come up a little bit onto your elbows if that's comfortable. And you feel free, you can have your legs long or bent to do this. So one of the things, this is one of the most profound things a baby has to learn to do, to lift its head when it's on its belly. It's really a major developmental milestone. So can you feel as you're there at the moment, resting on your arms and your hands and your legs and your belly, how free is your head to look around you? So if you wanted to sort of see something up above you or underneath you, or and how does the rest of you follow that movement? In your shoulders, your hips, your knees, your toes, your fingers. And is it different if I said to you to change to thinking of hearing something around you rather than seeing something? So if you heard something above you or heard something to the right, does that change a little bit how you would do the movement? Is this a more familiar way for you to orient to the world around you, to think of the sounds? Or are you a more visual person where it'd be more looking? And then, of course, the last one would be to smell something. If you wanted to smell something around you, how would this influence how your head would move and how this would go through the rest of you? So each of these senses that gives us information about the external world all tell us, all influence our organization. So as you were beginning to look around you, feeling the weight beginning to roll on your pelvis and your legs, could you lift one arm from the floor? As if you wanted to reach for something. So you saw something in the distance that you wanted to see and go back. And could you see that with your hands and find somewhere else to reach to? Feel where the weight shifts. Can you do it without holding your breath? And just feel that ability as we begin to organize your back muscles. Feel how do your legs? Do your legs help counterbalance? Do your knees lighten on the floor as you do any of that, as you do any of that reaching? And then come back. And just once more, lift your head to look up to the wall in front of you, and just see, does it feel any easier? Does more of you feel involved? And not just more of you involved, but do you feel a bigger sense of what's happening in my feet and my hands and my breathing, how my internal shape might be changing, my weight is shifting on the floor? And roll onto your back again and rest. Legs long. Again, just take a moment with your arms long, your legs long, to come back and just to what we did at the beginning. Is there a different experience of yourself now than there was at the beginning? Are you paying attention? Is it richer? More things to pay attention to? And then as you're lying there, let's just try something. So if you think of something that you really enjoy doing, that you go, ah, yes, I really enjoy doing that. It gives me a real sense of maybe it's competence or maybe it's an aesthetic feeling of just pleasure. And if you think of doing that activity, can you see that normally with that activity, we would have this bigger sense of ourselves? And then think of an activity that maybe you don't enjoy doing as much. And what happens to your experience of yourself at that moment? Or something that you perceive yourself as having difficulty with? Do you lose some contact with the ground, or maybe lose some of this sense that I've got a big shape and all everything's connected to each other and my breathing can be easy? So is there something about paying attention to ourselves in movement that can really improve our aesthetic appreciation, not only of ourselves, but of ourselves acting in the world? So when you're ready, find a way to come up to standing. And you might notice if that's a little bit easier than you might normally do. And just see, how do you sense yourself now? So as I said, our self-image is incredibly plastic, and it's made up of our thoughts and our feelings and our senses and our movements. So we've really been looking at how the sensory information, how paying attention to the information feeding in through our senses and then exploring that in movement influences our appreciation of ourselves. So do you feel more of yourself at the moment? Maybe after a lesson like this, where we've been really looking at lifting your head and bringing you up in the world a little bit, would the feeling you have at the moment be something about, I feel more ready to go and do something? Maybe, maybe not. I feel a little bit more competent or able to do something. Or maybe for some of us, it can be, this actually makes me feel a little bit more relaxed. Depends on where you were when you started. So have a little walk around, and as you're walking, just think of some of the things we were paying attention to. So it was your contact with the ground, it was the shape you were making, it was your breathing, It was feeling the movement be able to flow through all parts of yourself. So rather than just thinking of your arms or your legs or your head, that your head, especially the freedom in your head, is related to every other part of yourself being able to move. So just for a moment, just so you can really get a sense of this, if you're standing and you went to look around yourself or to hear something, feel how much of you is ready to respond to that. And then what happens to your ability to get information from the external world if you don't let the rest of you respond? So if you tighten your arms and legs a little bit, or your torso, and you just move your head to look around, how does that influence your appreciation of the world around you and of yourself? And then allow everything to move again. What is this, that allowing our head becomes free to take in information when the rest of us is there in our image to support it? So it might be doing something like painting. What happens when all of us is in our image and our head is free to see things? Or it might be surfing. It might be sitting thinking about something. But what happens when we can have this expanded sense of self? So any time over the next bit, just these are some things you can pay attention to. Just see, does it make a difference to having a more aesthetic, and aesthetic is about your senses, so a more aesthetic experience of yourself in the world. Thanks a lot.